I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, March 21st, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, Governor Reynolds has appointed a Marshall County attorney as district judge in District 2B. That attorney, Jennifer Miller, will be replacing District 2 Chief Judge Kurt Wilkie following his retirement. At number 9, New Way Trucks has expanded their dealer network. The Scranton-based company has expanded in the northeastern and southeastern regions of the U.S., which is big news here in the local economy. At number 8, a Jefferson man was arrested on drug charges following Tuesday's search of his residence. 45-year-old Sean Patrick Shell faces controlled substance violations, a Class C felony, and various other counts. At number 7, Merchants Baseball has again been suspended for the 2021 season. This will be the second summer without the Merchants in Carroll due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Organizers are already looking forward to bringing the team back for the 2022 season. At number 6, the DMAC Nursing Club is asking for donations to create a memorial for a professor's child. The chapter started fundraising for Levi Friesen, who passed away earlier this year on Wednesday. The online auction runs through April 10th. You can visit the DMAC Nursing Club Facebook page to view items and support the effort. At number 5, investigation has been opened into slain cows found in Greene and Boone counties. 2 cows and a calf were found dead in ditches, and one had its legs tied with twine and throat slashed. Evidence suggests the cows had been dumped on the road from a moving vehicle. At number 4, a reported vehicle theft results in the arrest of a Carroll man Sunday night. 32-year-old Brandon Dennis Blunk has been charged with operating a vehicle without owner's consent and aggravated misdemeanor. He also faces charges in Sac County District Court for alleged drug trafficking. Number 3, an investigation into accidental firearm discharge led to a Carroll man's arrest on a drug charge. 28-year-old Dustin Dwayne Hill faces charges of possession of meth with intent to deliver and acquiring a handgun without a permit. And number 2, an Arcadia man was arrested after leading Carroll officers on a foot chase early last Saturday morning. 39-year-old Chad Alvin Pritchard was arrested for eluding and possible drug charges pending lab results. And then our top story from the past week, a woman killed in a single vehicle accident Thursday morning in Carroll. Authorities say 58-year-old Lynn Humphrey failed to shift her vehicle into park after exiting it and was run over. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And that does wrap up your KCIM Week in Review for Sunday, March 21st, 2021. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter, on the web at 1380kcim.com, and through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting.